Hey, here on the Books of Wearing podcast, we say swear words. So, there you go. Was that one as good as the last one?
No, that one sucked.
Okay, I'm off to the garden.
Is that my sun hat?
Yeah, can I borrow it?
I guess, but you look like a British lady.
I know. Thanks, bye. Oh, my dirt. My sweet, sweet, sweet dirt. Hello, trowel. You're going to be digging. Hello, shears. You're going to be trimming. I was so smart to buy you guys 5 years ago. Everyone said, you don't have a garden. Why are you buying gardening equipment? And I said, I'll grow into it. Trowel, right? Sorry, I didn't see. I thought I was alone. I don't want to read
anything at all. It's like bowed out style mug.
Mm-hmm.
Burns my fingers.
Really?
Yeah, because, so you get a little less room.
Oh, yeah.
In the loop, it chases you.
Totes my goats, yeah.
Comes after you. It's bowing out. See, what we're talking about here, listeners, is that when you get a mug, see, it's a cylinder, and the cylinder's flat on the side.
And sometimes they try to make it look fancy and make it, like, barrel-shaped.
Yeah, they barrel it out so it's got a bit of a belly. It comes out of you. So then you got your little handle, right? You gotta stick your fingies in there to hold on to your cup.
And then it gets burned.
But then, because it's bowed out like a belly, it's easy to close your fingers, so it's hot. And then your fingers sweat, and then you slide down to the bottom, or to the top of it, and then you touch it, and it burns you.
It's terrible. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Books Are Boring podcast. I'm Trevor Pullman.
I'm David Stoneborough.
And we're on episode 72.
Are we?
Yeah, I think it's episode 72. We're here for you.
Hold on, how sure are you that it's episode 72?
I'm like 99.9% sure. I'm as sure as Lysol kills germs.
Really?
Yeah.
You're so sure that you're going to keep recording yourself saying
it. Yeah, episode 72.
72.
Yeah.
You swear on tea that you're not going to have to correct yourself.
I guarantee, I swear on tea, I will take my tea and I will swear on it.
It's
episode 72.
Okay, great. I do this every week, listeners, just because I have no idea.
So
I really need to make sure that he's sure.
Because you've never listened?
I've never listened to the podcast, no.
Why would you? You're on it.
When have I been on it?
I don't know. You know, a lot of big actors say that they never watch their own movies.
Name one.
George Clooney.
Oh.
I don't know if he's an actor.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Okay, so what are we doing today?
Well, today, Trevor, I thought we would take our lovely listeners through a tour of our little garden that we have back behind the Books Are Boring studio, our little community garden.
The Books Are Boring community secret garden.
It's the secret window.
Community.
The community garden.
Yeah.
There's a secret window that looks out on the secret community.
Yeah.
A little garden on the prairie.
And Johnny Depp's in it.
Johnny Depp, it turns out he's the killer.
He's the guy all the whole time.
The whole time. And you're like, holy shit, watch out Johnny Depp, but why? It's him.
Yeah.
He kills a dog.
What a day. Anyways, let's go out to our garden.
All right, the garden gimmick.
We'll open this giant gate. I'll just add that in.
You can replace my sound if you want, or if when you find a gate sound on the internet, if you find it not to be as good, put in both.
Okay,
because I want someone to see side by side who's a better gate.
Okay, sounds good.
Me or a gate.
It's probably going to be the gate. So we're here in a garden.
Here is our garden, and it's not the most typical garden. There's not really any consistency or flow to it. We've kind of just divided it up into a bunch of different size plots.
And for like the different gardeners that come in, like you have your plot, I have my plot.
We have several plots
because
we do most of the work. And then, you know, we have, a couple other members of the community come in, plant their own stuff. All different sizes based on what's being planted and, you know, how often they're able to get there to take care of it. But,
Cody Crane's just been sleeping in his.
Yeah. There's just a little sleeping bag and, 3x3 foot plot that Cody has. You imagine he curls up, huh?
I guess that's why he was so excited to get the spot. We're like, do you want a garden? He's like, how big's the property?
That is the first thing. How big is the plot? How big is it? Square footage.
what's the rent? It's just a community garden.
You can just use it for free. No. Sign me up. Sign me up, he said.
So I guess that makes sense. now, in hindsight.
Or, you know, I've heard of gardening practice where you sleep on the, you warm the seeds with your body.
Oh, yeah, like how chickens lay on their seeds.
Yeah, and they lay on the chicken seeds so that they grow into
chickens. Yeah, and then they pluck them. They pluck their chicks.
They cluck them off the
bush. Bush.
And then you have a little small chicken flower running around.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and that's life.
That's the circle of life. As quoted in The Lion King, no less.
Mm-hmm, by Elton Jonathan.
Elton Jonathan, he said that in The Lion King, and so did Mufasa later on.
Who did Elton John play in The Lion King? I forget.
The Timon.
Timon, oh yeah, sure, of course.
So, yeah, so we got a garden.
Oh, right, the garden, the good old garden. And it looks like Cody's out for the day.
Yeah.
His electric toothbrush is charging.
Yeah.
Don't know what that's plugged into, but...
It's a potato. You ever do those potato chargers?
The potato it charges your thing after, like, 3 years.
Plug it into a potato, yeah.
Does the potato have to, like, sit in, like, vinegar or something? Like, or just potatoes?
Just potatoes have a certain amount of acid in it.
And you just need the acid to
Science. This is going to be a science-filled cast.
Well, that's
we got potato charging. We got bird seeds. Sorry, go on.
That's what gardening's all about. Yeah. It's the natural sciences. Mm-hmm. So strap in, readers.
Strap in.
Strap on.
Strap in, strap on.
What's the thing you say when you say a word at the same time as somebody else?
Jinx.
Fuck.
Oh, you say fuck. Yeah, so let's take a look through our community garden. You want to have a look at some of your stuff first?
Yeah, sure. We can walk over to... this is one of the first plots I started. It's just like a little 2x2 foot. I was going to put tomato plants in it, but...
I love a good tomato. You're not a big tomato fan.
Yeah, that's it. I don't like tomatoes. So, I mean, all the fun of growing tomatoes, that's still there, but I want to eat the thing too.
Yeah.
So I planted dragon fruits.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's... And it's growing quite well.
Yeah, I don't know how to grow a dragon fruit. I don't know what climate they need, but like, look.
Yeah, no, it looks like it's
yeah,
it's going pretty well.
Yeah, I did. I blasted it with some steroids that I.
Oh, that might help.
Well, yeah. I mean, you never know.
You never know. Yeah,
I just found them.
Yeah, you just found some steroids, threw it on there. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, why wouldn't?
And they were in a tank on a sprayer.
Yeah,
you know those like backpack tanks,
right?
That have a little sprayer.
Yeah,
attachment.
Mm-hmm.
I found one of those.
Oh.
While I was breaking and entering to a greenhouse at night.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think you should say any of this on the podcast.
Okay, I won't.
Okay, cool. I'll remove it.
Ow.
I'll figure it out.
Just don't put out the episode.
Okay.
Okay.
I just won't put out this episode.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah. So, and then we'll quickly go over to my garden.
Well, I mean, yeah, like right next by to the little dragon fruits that are growing great.
Yeah.
I noticed a little empty patch here. Wasn't that one yours?
Yeah. That's my plot there. That's part of my. I planted sunflower seeds.
You did plant something there.
Yeah. I planted sunflower seeds there and I've been watering them and I was like, I heard it's a good climate for sunflowers. You see sunflowers everywhere.
Yeah, one of my plots has got a big
bush. Yeah, you have a lot of
beautiful sunflowers.
Beautiful sunflowers, like
7 feet tall. Yeah.
Yeah, like Van Gogh would be like, whoa, can I please paint those?
Van Gogh.
Van Gogh would be like, man, can I please paint those? But he'd say it in Dutch. So he'd be like, je ne parle français. Or whatever.
But you don't have any sunflowers
I don't have any sunflowers. It's just the ground.
I guess so. Like, yeah. Where did you get the seeds?
Just the grocery store.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. Yeah.
I got the
barbecue ones.
Hmm?
I got the barbecue ones. I don't know if they're supposed to look nice at a barbecue or something like that, but it said barbecue in big letters.
Did you maybe get flavored, like, baked sunflower seeds?
I don't think it would make a difference, but it's like...
They're like for snacking.
I got them right next to the Dorito seeds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's what I think happened.
Okay.
Hear me out on this.
Okay. I'm going to hear you out.
Those aren't going to grow.
They're seeds, though.
Yeah.
Seeds grow.
That's true.
Yeah.
But once the seed has been like irradiated and stuff for humans, it's like cooking it. It's just like how an egg, once you turn it into frittatas,
yeah,
it's not going to be a chicken.
It's not going to grow into a chicken plant?
It won't grow into a chicken, even if a chicken sits on it.
Oh.
Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Scramble up an egg, but put it in a bowl of udon.
Yeah.
Some fried rice, even.
Yeah.
Maybe just mix it into some pancake batter.
Have or like an omelet, maybe.
A stack. Yeah, an
you
omelet.
You can use it to like...
Omelet sandwich.
Brush a pie so it has that golden
sure, kind yeah. of
look.
French toast.
Yeah.
Once you do those things to an egg.
Yeah.
No matter how...
Put them in a cake.
Put them in a cake.
Yeah.
No matter how many chickens sit on that cake, it's not going to turn into a bunch of mixed together little baby chickens.
Oh, that's an interesting science.
Yeah, and that's what we were talking about earlier, is that this was going to be a very scientific episode. Because gardening is natural science.
Gardening is natural science.
Mm-hmm. So, like, okay. Why don't we talk a little bit about... I think this is a good opportunity, looking at your plot next
mm-hmm.
to mine.
Mm-hmm.
We could talk maybe about the process of gardening and planting and making things work.
Yeah.
Because my plot is beautiful.
Yeah.
And yours has snacks in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess so. Yeah. Do you think maybe I should just dig them up and eat them?
No.
Well, because they've been sitting there for weeks.
That's my reasoning for why not partially. But also, yeah. I say once something's buried.
Yeah.
Humans aren't the animal to eat it.
Oh, okay. That's worms.
That's worms, now. Squirrels. Yeah. There's lots of things that yeah. you know, may dig stuff out of the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Dogs. But as for humans, what we have over those creatures is that we can grow it so it comes out of the ground.
Right.
As long as it's not junk food that you mm-hmm. eat at a baseball game.
Yeah. I usually eat peanuts at a baseball. Should I have planted peanuts?
I think we would have had a similar issue.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. 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 So. Here's a few pointers.
Okay.
For the listeners and for you.
Should I have gotten the Cajun ones? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, dude, I love... No, the dill.
They're oh, so dill good. Ones are really good. They're yeah, the dill spits. Good. Ugh.
I could eat those just bag after bag.
Yeah.
Let's just talk about spits. First thing you want to do, you want to make sure your soil's right.
Yeah.
So you can get this little test kit. I wouldn't advise it because yeah. you can do the same thing by wetting your finger,
yeah.
sticking it in the dirt to feel if it's...
Oh, like how you tell how the wind's going?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's how you tell whatever that does for wind.
Mm-hmm.
You do it in the ground, and when yeah. you stick your finger in the ground, it's ready to go.
Oh, when you... It doesn't matter. If you can stick your finger in the ground.
You stick your finger in the... Yeah. Okay, listen. You lick your finger, you put yeah. it up to the wind.
Yeah.
And then they always
then
go.
Then there's wind. Yeah.
They always... I don't know what it's for, but then they always yeah. do the thing.
Yeah.
So then you stick your... That's... Step one.
Yeah.
Lick your finger, stick in the ground.
Yeah.
Soil's ready.
Soil's ready. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, we've prepared our soil.
We've prepared our soil.
Then
yeah.
you take out the seeds that you got from a place that a lady tells you that they'll grow. So you go, do these grow? I put them in the ground?
So men can't work at these places?
A man won't answer you if you, if okay. you speak
yeah.
that way.
Yeah, okay.
I've noticed.
These grow?
Do you grow if I put ground them? And they go, what are you saying, sir? Are you asking me if these will grow in the ground? Because they will. I'm like, grow ground! And then yeah. I get kicked out. But that's how you know.
Well, I did ask, though, when I bought my sunflower seeds.
What did you ask?
I asked if they would grow. I said, excuse me, will this bag of sunflower seeds grow if I put them in the ground?
What answer did you get?
I got, sir, we've told you many times you are not allowed to come back in here. So I just ran out with them.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So that, yeah, they didn't answer the
they
question.
They didn't answer the question, really.
That makes sense. That makes yeah. sense. Okay. So next time.
Next time, yeah.
You stay in the store until they do answer you
okay.
or arrest
or
you.
Or arrest me.
Whatever
okay.
it is.
Okay. Yeah.
So once we're certain that we got seeds that are going to grow.
Yeah.
We've tested the ground. Ground's ready.
Ground's ready.
You just throw all the seeds
throw all
the ground. Just right on top of the ground.
The growing seeds.
Yeah. The seeds that will grow.
Yeah.
Throw them all over the ground.
Okay.
And then you spray them with steroids you found.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Now, when you say the word seed.
Yep.
You're talking literal seeds.
See, I didn't like what you did there with your hand. You did a little gesture. Like, when you say seeds, as if you were... Vanna White, like pointing to like your TV.
Yeah,
and Jeffrey.
No, it was more like, you know, seeds, like planting seeds on the ground.
You
like
we're sowing them. Yes,
I was sowing but I seeds, didn't like in the it. Bible.
Seeds, and you did. I don't yeah. like that, Trevor.
Like when you plant a seed in someone's heart of who the Lord might be.
What's this? What's the?
Just gonna take a sip of coffee.
We're just going to take a real quick hiatus from here from the Books Are Boring podcast to have a sip of coffee. Stay tuned. And we're back.
And we're back. So you were saying that you wanted to grow tomatoes, but you didn't because you don't like tomatoes?
That's pretty much the cause and effect there. You got it.
Okay. So I tried growing tomatoes as well.
Oh, on this other plot over here?
On this other plot. Can you explain to me why that didn't grow?
Okay. Well, let's wander over and take a quick look-see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm looking at brown patch of dirt here. What do you mean you didn't plant anything? Did you put some seeds in the ground?
I put tomatoes in the ground. Tomatoes have seeds inside them.
You just put tomatoes?
Yeah.
You just buried a bunch of tomatoes?
I just buried a bunch of tomatoes. That should work. Shouldn't that work? Why wouldn't that work? That would work, right?
I don't think that's going to work.
Oh. They're canned tomatoes.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a feeling. I had a feeling.
Yeah. Trevor, sauce. Canned tomato.
It was canned sauce. Tomato sauce.
It was Prego.
What was it original?
It was like
roasted garlic.
Roasted garlic, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's the best one.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to grow because, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
First of all, the tomato's been destroyed. Pulverizing machines.
Yeah, and to be honest,
yeah.
I cooked it too.
You cooked it.
And I put it on some spaghetti.
And then
I planted
spaghetti. And you buried that.
Yeah. And
you were hoping for tomatoes.
I was hoping for tomatoes. It was leftovers. I just buried my leftovers.
All right. Well, there's a lot of reasons why I don't think that's going to grow.
Okay.
But I mean, the biggest of all those reasons.
Yes.
Is, did you just water them with water?
I didn't water these ones. It was sauce. They're already wet.
Hmm. Well, I mean, this is the ABCs of planting. A. Okay. Always water them.
Yeah.
B.
Yep.
Broccoli.
Broccoli grows.
And C. Care for your broccoli.
Okay.
Well, always water them. Broccoli, care for your broccoli. It's ABCs.
ABCs of gardening.
So if you haven't watered your spaghetti, it's not going to grow.
Okay.
Into tomatoes.
Okay.
And if you haven't sprayed them with steroids...
That's true. I haven't sprayed them. Can you just spray some of your steroids on my tomato plant?
You can find your own.
Okay. Can you please give me the address of a greenhouse?
That greenhouse that I robbed?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, man. It's the one next door.
Okay. Great. 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 Great.
Do you just want a minute?
What's that?
Do you just want a minute to run over?
No, it's fine.
Okay, cool. All right. So over here, I've got another plot that I've been really working on.
Mm-hmm.
This.
I see that.
This one is a little bit bigger. It's a great redwood. This is a 160-year-old tree.
And you just screw that since we started this at the beginning of spring?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I see that there's a hole in it and the family's driving through and then they get out. They're getting it to take their picture in the redwood.
Yeah. It's big, huge, this hollowed out part.
Yeah. That's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you look up. Yep. There's some hippies camping in the top of it.
Yeah. In the branches, there's a bit of a community up there. It's a massive, massive 160-year-old tree.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So that 160-year-old tree that has grown since spring.
Spring.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. This spring.
This spring. Yeah.
2018.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Just follow the ABCs of gardening and that's what you get.
That's true.
You get rewarded like this. And the nicest thing about it is, you know, it's not just a massive tree that consumes a tremendous amount of water and messes with like power lines.
Mm-hmm.
It's also got a tire swing on it.
Oh, it does. Yeah.
It's about 80 feet up.
Yeah.
So it's not a lot of use, but I mean, this is a lovely thing to have in your backyard.
No, I could see using that. Yeah. And, takes up a tremendous amount of space, but also in this garden doesn't.
No.
Yeah.
No, the garden, this very small backyard plot that we're in, it's roomy, lots of other plots, lots of other stuff getting grown here.
Yeah. Let's look. Oh, look at this. One of the community members has a plot over here.
Yeah, over in the corner.
Yeah. Should we go? Oh, no.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Thank you for having me. Give me this garden. What I've been doing.
You sound like you're a little affected by the sun. Everybody, it's Bogwater Joe. He's gardening here.
Hey, everybody. Bogwater Joe here. I'm gardening over here. What I'm doing is growing some water.
I got it. I'll explain what you're doing.
I took a hose. They used a hose, and then I hook it up to the thing, and then I pour it, and then it fills up, and I make my own bog.
Bog water, Joe. You're.
I'm going on bog. I'm going to start selling bog.
You're a very annoying guest.
I'm very Bogwater annoying. Joe. My name is Bogwater Joe, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to be grow some bogs out of this garden.
So what I notice you're doing is you're flooding the corner of our garden.
I'm going to grow some bogs.
You're trying to grow bogs.
Yeah, I'm going to grow some bogs.
You're just flooding the corner with the hose and making it all swampy and muddy over here.
It's all swampy and muddy over here.
Do you have any seeds? Are you adding any plants? Or are you really just ruining the yard back here?
I brought some of the bog with me and put that in there.
You brought some of the bog?
Yeah.
Is that what that sloppy looking wagon is?
I put the bog in that wagon, and then I pulled it over here in my fan.
In my fan boat,
and then I just planted it, and then I poured more water and made more of a bog.
Well, Bogwater Joe, it's about this time that we close up the community garden for the day. Thanks so much for stopping by. You can work more on your bog later.
Thanks for having me on your bog podcast.
Bogwater Joe, I feel like I could say this.
You think I should start a podcast about bogs?
Bogwater.
A lot of people would listen if I start a podcast about bogs, and I just talk about bogs and talk about going down to the trees and digging up trees from the bottom of the bog, and then I sell those trees.
I think you should start that podcast about the bog and the bottom of it and the trees and all of those things that you mumbled.
My family went missing a while ago, and then I could talk about that, and then it's going to be a true crime, what's going to happen, where my family at.
You're going to pivot into a true crime to find out where your family went.
So and then, but also talk about gardening.
And also talk about gardening. Well, I think that sounds like a lovely podcast. I think that'll keep you out of our hair. And most importantly, gardening is a great component of it that you can work more on tomorrow when we reopen. See you for now. Bye-bye, Bogwater Joe.
If you want to hear more about Bogwater Joe,
get out of here, buddy.
On Twitter at Bogwater Joe.
Nope, don't do that. See you, bud.
Bye.
Trevor, we need to fucking do something about this guy. I don't know.
Yeah, how does he keep finding us?
I don't know, with the fact that we haven't moved.
Yeah, that's
true. Same address.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's easier.
But how does he know about our secret community garden?
Well, he looked over the fence, I bet.
All the posters we put up.
The posters, the online stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, the podcast episode we're doing about it.
Yeah.
Probably
makes sense.
All contributes to advertising it.
Yeah.
But I mean, he's ruined his corner, and there's like power lines and stuff down there, like.
Yeah.
We definitely are going to have to fix that or pay some fines.
Yeah,
it's
true. Yeah. They say call before you dig.
Right. Call the city.
Yeah.
So that's
another gardening tip.
Yeah. It's like the DEFs of gardening.
Yeah, what are the DEFs of gardening?
dig after calling, of course. And then E would be eggplant.
Yep.
And then F is friends and family are encouraged.
That's great. That's beautiful. The DEFs of gardening. It's not quite as important as the ABCs, but it's still, you know, near the beginning of it.
It's at the top of the gardening alphabet.
Yep. Stay tuned for the rest of the alphabet now.
Okay, so we got All right, so the GHI of gardening. All right, G, obvious, Gandhi.
That is obvious that the G in gardening would be Gandhi. Yeah.
H is hell or high water. You're gardening, baby.
Yeah.
And then I, as in like the GHIs of gardening, I stands for... iguanas, as well as their compatriots, are rising up against humans to destroy us and take the world for the lizards.
Oh, shit. One thing I've noticed, too, with gardening is that gardens do attract lizards. Yeah. Have you thought about that?
I have.
Yeah.
I've thought about that. That's why there's a lizard gun posted at every...
Okay, good. Because I was like, I don't want to have to burn this garden down.
Yeah. Nope, there are... lizard guns at every plot.
Yeah.
And if you see a lizard, you're to shoot yourself in the head.
Yeah. Okay.
Immediately.
So let's take a quick look at my other plot here. So this one I've just...
Sorry, I just wanted to real quick do the JKLs of gardening.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Go ahead. Yeah.
So the... You know, just the rules of gardening. The JKLs are pretty important.
As they are. Yeah.
J is for jump over the hose because you don't want to trip over it.
Yeah.
There's a hose in the garden a lot of the time.
A lot of times, garden's going to have a hose or some sort of series of water buckets that maybe flow into each other to get across the garden in some sort of like Rube Goldberg machine type of deal. But most of the time, it's going to be a hose.
So yeah. You got to be ready to jump.
Yeah.
You got to be ready for a quick
jump. Jump over that.
The K's of gardening are... kangaroos kangaroo gonna stomp court. It up.
Oh, kangaroo's gonna stomp it out.
And L is for lentils.
Yes. Yeah, I always knew L was for... So let's take a look at our little plot here.
Sure. My little plot.
This one, I kind of phoned it in.
Yeah, it's bare, I noticed.
Yeah, I just planted, like, just... things I found on my floor.
Okay, what sort of stuff do you have on your floor?
Like, a lot of stuff. You know how I eat and everything just falls to the floor?
Yeah, if your beer doesn't get it, it's
on the floor. There's probably some jelly beans in there and probably some Cheetos and, pieces of sock, like lint from my socks. Stuff,
You eat a lot of raw chia seeds.
I do eat a lot of raw chia seeds.
And I noticed a little fuzzy patch of chia
that's
growing
true.
There.
Yeah.
It's the first thing I've ever seen you grow.
Yeah. And also, that part over there, that big plot, mm-hmm. I'm actually literally pointing here, that's 17 acres of marijuana.
Yeah. The big one.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest plot in the whole garden.
It's doing pretty well.
Yeah. Cause I mean, the dragon fruit is in about 2 by 2 feet.
Yeah.
And the marijuana plants, what would you say about 16, 17 acres?
Acres. Yeah. I'd say it's about 17 acres of marijuana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it grows big.
It grows big.
It kind of just takes over here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we got that one. I guess that's mine.
Yeah.
I've been working on that a little bit. But, what else we got in here in the old guy? Do you think, so Bogwater Joe.
Yeah.
He found out about it.
Hey, I'm Bogwater Joe.
Bogwater Joe. Oh, I shouldn't have said his name. Get out of here. Get out of here right now.
Oh, okay, follow me on social media. I'm on Instagram. It's Crazy Bogwater Joe.
That was Crazy Bog. Get out of here.
All right, follow me on podcast.
So, Trevor, if he found it, just because he brought up all the marijuana plants, I'm kind of concerned. Maybe law enforcement.
No, they'll be fine. I think it's going to be legal soon in Canada, so I don't really think they're.
So just keep these 17 acres.
Do I have a booger?
No.
Oh, you're just scratching your nose.
I'm just scratching my own nose.
Okay, sorry. I thought I had a booger, and you're like trying to subtly tell me.
Dude, I'll just tell you.
Okay. <good.
laughs> There, we just got a little taste of Trevor's lack of confidence that if there's something wrong with his face, no one would tell him.
Yeah.
That's his biggest fear. And also, that if you're doing something, he's looking. He's like, me? When you do something to yourself, Trevor's like, wait, me?
It's funny. At work a couple weeks ago, I was talking to like the host or whatever about something. And then afterwards, one of the hosts came up with like a Kleenex and was like, you got a booger hanging. And I totally felt like I was like, back in high school, and I had embarrassed myself in front of the cool kids.
Oh my god. Aw.
It was great.
But, adults just aren't that way anymore?
What? No.
So you don't have to be embarrassed?
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Trevor.
Do I got a booger on my face?
No.
Oh. All right, so what were we talking about?
We were talking about gardening.
Gardening, right. Mm-hmm.
So we have another little plot here. Mm-hmm. This one's interesting. I can see the top of what looks like a wooden chest.
Yeah.
What's going on with this one?
Yeah, I planted a dead gerbil.
Oh.
Yeah.
You planted a dead gerbil.
Well, I buried a dead gerbil. We can use these for other things besides growing, right? Like, we can use them for, like, a pet cemetery to camp in.
That seems to be what's happening. So to start bogs.
Grow bogs.
Well, what can we do?
Yeah. Grow bogs.
I don't want to step in the swampy. I'm worried about the marijuana plants.
Yeah, and I'm worried about those helicopters that have just started swarming overhead.
Yeah, like I'm
circling. With the big lights. Yeah.
How do you think they coordinate circling like that? Because
I don't know.
You think they can see each other?
I guess so, and they probably have radio.
Radios? Radio, so they can talk to each other.
Yeah, they can talk to each other and stuff.
And so they can see where they are, talk to each other, and then control the little whirly birds.
Yeah, and they probably I don't know if the police would come down on ladders from there, or if they would just tell the police what's going on, and then they drive up in those big trucks.
Yeah, because they're just...
Because I do hear a lot of trucks moving forward.
Yeah, this, like, you know, the sirens in the distance getting closer?
Yeah.
And kind of getting that feeling as if they spotted us. And
yeah.
It's like, hold position, we're on our way.
Yeah.
It does kind of...
Yeah. It's got that feeling. It's like, it's going to be legal soon. Yeah. But I guess it's not now.
Not now.
So should we do a quick apologies before we...
Yeah, if you can get the apologies started, I'm just going to take the old Super Soaker full of gas out for a test drive.
Okay, yeah. I'll load my shotgun just in case.
Okay, yeah.
And,
There's, you know that big red button I told you never ever to press?
Yeah.
Unless the cops are after us?
Yeah.
Okay, because that's going to bar most of the doors and windows.
Okay.
And some auto turrets are going to come up. If you could just hit that right when I...
Can we just wait till Bogwater Joe leaves? Because I don't want to be locked in here with him.
Yeah,
good. Bogwater Joe, they found your family, so you better go meet them.
Yeah, surprise, it was in the bog.
Yeah, surprise, they're just hanging out in the bog. Oh, and there he goes, running away like a... Okay, so, ready? Okay, so I'll do a quick apologies, and then I'll lock it down.
Yeah, so, I mean, disregard the sounds of flames you may hear behind the Trevor's apologies. Nothing's happening.
And if you hear bars closing or anything like that, just disregard.
No, nothing.
I'd like to apologize to the police department for not clearing this secret garden with them, and I'd like to apologize to our listeners for just having to deal with listening to us.
That! I pulled that thing.
Yeah, you pulled it. Pulled it right in.
Well, yeah, well, it's still recording, so it's just we can't hear it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little upsetting. I can't hear myself. All right, thanks, everybody. We're going to have to run now. We have to go through some secret tunnels and stuff, so it's going to be a whole ordeal, so you don't want to listen to that.
No. We'll catch you. If we get away, we'll catch you next time on the podcast when we do glass blowing.
Yeah, glass blowing next week. This has been episode 72, probably.
And the next episode will be episode 71. Counting down.
Counting down to our death.
Okay, guys, see you next week, and I love you more than life itself, and I would die for you. I swear to God, I'm never going to forget you. I've been David Stoneborough.
I've been Trevor Pullman.
Bye.
Work, 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 Sky Moon.